friend, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, I've been asking all the guides this morning what is their choice for fishing a shrimp, live shrimp, underneath a cork. And I guess you wouldn't know because you don't do that. But if you were going to put a shrimp underneath a cork on a single hook, what would it be?
I have no clue. I'm not doing that.
You have to ask some of your fellow guys.
Ask that question, you want to know what kind of cork, what kind of hook, what is it that you're asking?
Just the hook itself. What type of hook?
Well, if you don't want it weighted, you'd put it like a kale hook. But if you want it weighted, a lot of guys just put it on a light jig head, 1/8 ounce jig head. You know, that helps it get down a little faster. But if, yeah, you know, if you fish that you want a slow presentation, then you just put a hook, just a kale hook or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, a little kale hook. That's good. You're doing pretty good on something you know nothing about, fishing with live bait. All right, so where are you this morning? We got to put one of those GPS collars on you. Oh, okay, you're in Luling.
Yeah, air tag at least, huh?
Something.
Yeah, I'm in Luling. I'm going to the 20 hours to tomorrow. So I came home, so I spent a day with the family before I take off again.
Tell us then, about Nolehase. We got a lot of new people listening these days, and they hear us talk about it, but they don't know what it is. Nolehase.
Nolehase is my lodge in Mexico. It's about 100 miles south of Brownsville, and it's world-class shooting. I mean, it's incredible for ducks, geese, dove, quails, sandhills. Start with white wings in August, and this might be the last hunt of the season I'm going on, and we still got a lot of ducks. So the limits are a lot more liberal than they are here, although we do limit ourselves. But it's just impressive. You know, you shoot a case of shells every time you go down.
How big of a place is the lodge? I mean, I know you got a lot of regular customers and you stay pretty well booked up. Is it possible for a group to get down there and pick a date when you got some?
No, they have to go through one of the owners. And they'd have to go with me or one of my groups. And, you know, usually I make all my people that want to go let me know before April so that when we pick our dates that I can go. This is my sixth trip this year, so I've been down quite a bit and had a lot of fun. Lots of wild quail. That's such a bonus to be able to shoot wild quail these days. I mean, they're fun, and the ducks, pintails and redheads mostly, and it's incredibly, the limit's 20, so you can really kill some ducks. And speaking of ducks, oh my word, they opened up the Davis Pond diversion. You ought to see the ducks in Lake Cotawatchee complex, including flocks and flocks of mallards. You flush that salt water out of there, and they love it. You know, it's just, they do not like salt water. I've been preaching that for years, and I think every duck hunter in the world ought to get on them and put that diversion in through the north side of Lake Des Almas, and everyone in St. Charles and St. John and New Orleans area will have one heck of a lot of duck area to hunt.
Did that have any impact on the Salvador management area? Did you talk? I haven't talked to anybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's covered with ducks right now. It's covered. I mean, flocks of mallards. I mean, we haven't seen flocks of mallards in forever. And why all of a sudden that would make them come down? But, I mean, the sky just turns black when you run your boat through there right now. It's pretty sight. It's a little bit late for the season, but maybe next year we ought to just think about opening Davis Pond during the season and see if that improves the hunting efforts, because it's not been good.
As low as the river was, do you think they'd get much through there?
No, but as soon as that river came up, they opened it up, and it's going 9,000 cubic feet per second, and, you know, it only flows 10, so... Yeah. With 10.5, so that's pretty good. And I mean, it made a major difference to the ducks, and I'm sure it will for the fish as well. You know, just to flush that out and get those saltwater fish back toward the Gulf and help the catfish and sockeye, because they don't like saltwater either. I mean, they've pushed all the way back to Lake Buff and at the north end of Lake Des Almas because of saltwater intrusion, especially this year with that river so low. So that's going to help a lot to get rid of that saltwater estuary and do a lot of aquatic vegetation for the spring. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, could restore those areas that far upriver to what they once were which was really a waterfowler's paradise. Ryan, with this river coming back up, a lot of fishermen that have been fishing down in your area have gotten accustomed fishing conditions on a very low river. That's all changed now. Where do you go and how do you fish when the river's up like it's going to be?
Well, you got two things that hampers your fishing right now. If you're used to fishing in a river, that's over because it's flowing 10-7, something like that, and that's a lot, and it's dirty and it's cold. But the biggest thing is the cold water. It's 42 degrees right down the river because it's coming from up north. So you have to get away from that. You know, a cold-blooded animal like a fish, it doesn't take too many degrees of difference to make him go find that spot and eat there. So we're just looking for warmer water, and everybody's limiting out every day. The trout, I have to go at the top of the high tide to catch him on the west side. And I've been doing that, so they're there, but you do have to wait. Especially this week, we had some pretty good winds and dirtied it up pretty good. But at the top of the high tide, it cleans up and gets pretty, and you can catch them. So, I've been fishing the evening when I want to fish trout, and then I've been sight fishing the reds. I'm still doing that, so that's always an easy thing to get on some reds to sight fish. I mean, that's what I like to do anyhow.
Good deal. Well, will you be talking to us from Nolahassee next week, or will you be back?
No. I'll be back Wednesday. It's Valentine's Day. I can't be away from Miss Corman on Valentine's Day,
Oh, indeed. No, plus you got the hair to take care of, too,
Yeah, we only go for three-day trips, so it's Sunday through Wednesday and then Thursday through Sunday. That's how we work it. So I'll be back Wednesday, and I got 34 people coming in Thursday night, so I'll be busy.
All right, we'll be looking for a Nolahassee report, how the duck season wrapped up down there next week.
All right, my friend, we'll do that.
All righty, take care. Be careful at those parades. I know you love going to parades.
Yeah. That's not happening. Unless I go to the Luling Parade today, I might go see a lot of people, because I'm not around Luling too much anymore, and I miss all my people because I'm always down the river. So I might make a little pass at the parade today.
All right. Thanks for the report, as always. We appreciate it.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
See you. Captain Ryan Lambert, CajunFishingAdventures.com. You can find out there, and also about Nolahassee, which means what? No worries? No worries? Something like that.